At Monday night's Astoria City Council meeting, the council voted unanimously to explore the idea of putting a bond measure on the 2021 ballot to fund part of the cost of renovating the Astoria Library. The 3.5-hour meeting featured extensive discussion about how to raise more money for the library and how it should best be spent. The council agreed to make the Astoria Library renovation a priority going forward. Past councils had supported library upgrades and redesign, but had declined to vote for a bond measure to fund it. Currently, the total cost to renovate the library in a best-case scenario would cost about $7 million. The Astoria Library was built in 1967. Councilor Roger Rocca expressed his enthusiasm for the renovation.
I know the council in the past has voted to not have a bond issue. I have no objection to having a bond issue for it. It gives the community a chance to vote, basically, and say this is important to us.
In the audience were Astoria Library Foundation members, including Foundation President and former Astoria Mayor Arlene Lemire. She was there along with other library supporters and staff. Lemire and Library Foundation board member David Ozer gave a presentation to the council. Lemire said the needs of modern libraries have outpaced the old facility, which, among needed upgrades, also needs a new roof and other deferred maintenance. She and Ozer said the foundation has worked hard to raise money, but needs a commitment from the council before their requests will be taken seriously by large grantors. Mayor Bruce Jones expressed his support.
I feel there is a very strong support among the council to find a way to renovate the library, and strong agreement among the council that it's extremely important and beneficial to the community. There's hesitance and certainly saying let's go for a bond measure as soon as possible for a variety of reasons, not least of which is people just got their increased property tax bill from the last bond measures. I would like to see us make a commitment to pursue a bond measure sometime after 2020, when research indicates it's the most prudent time to do so.
Councillor Jessamine West was supportive also, but said she was leery of adding another bond measure to the ballot now, when constituents were already seeing tax increases to fund the new jail. After lengthy discussion and public comment, Councilor Tom Brownson made a motion.
Well, I would like to make a motion to direct city staff to explore a bond measure to be placed on the ballot sometime after calendar year 2020, and to also look at the possibility of funding a staff member or consultant to look at as far as a paid fundraiser.
Councilors were optimistic about hiring a professional fundraiser to raise funds to pay for library renovation, with the goal being to lower as much as possible the amount that taxpayers might choose to fund through a future bond. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.